Great to have you here on the making of another nice day, a great Friday as we head into a weekend, busy weekend. Actually, lots going on. We talked about the curling going on in Melville, the football going on in Moose Jaw, a basketball tournament that kicked off yesterday in Saskatoon. So definitely a busy weekend in the province, that's for sure. And the weather, fairly cooperative. In fact, it gets downright balmy by the time we get to Sunday, which is nice to see. Well, this story, I mean, this is now just over a week old, the story that no one thought would be the way we bring in the new year, this tragic bar fire at a ski club in Switzerland, 40 people dead, over 100 injured. And since then, it's raised a lot of questions about fire safety, building standards. Could this fire have been prevented? You know, you see some of the video, you listen to some of the experts from Switzerland talking about this. It appears as though there wasn't any sort of checks done or certification checks in the last number of years. What are the rules and regulations for building codes here? So the investigation goes on in Switzerland, but I think a lot of people, and we've even had a few texts into the station saying, you know, I think about some of the establishments in our province, you know, some of them are a little bit older. Are there regular checks being done? Are we basically subject, or is this a worry for us and our families here as well? This is a great time to bring in someone from the Saskatchewan Public Safety Agency. In fact, we have had Fire Marshal Wayne Roger in before, and I welcome him back to our studio now. Wayne, Happy New Year.
Thanks for the invitation.
Yeah, great to have you back. I'm sure you obviously saw this tragedy in Switzerland. You would have had a very unique perspective from your chair. What were your thoughts when you saw this situation?
Yeah, well, first off, it was highly representative of an occurrence 23 years ago in Rhode Island, where the Station Club fire claimed 100 lives.
Right.
You know, similar kinds of circumstances, I want to say, based on the, you know, what we're seeing initially. But that was my initial thought, is that, you know, it's happened again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's tragic, and you just see how quickly, and I mean, not a surprise to you. In fact, that's part of the education you're constantly trying to do, but it was a matter of literally seconds before people were trapped, trampling over one another. This can happen so quickly.
Yeah, the investigation has not completed, and we don't have the results of, you know, the finer details. But, you know, in observing the video that came out with the contact of the sparklers to the acoustic insulation that was on the ceiling, again, similar kinds of instances that were reminiscent with the station fire 23 years ago.
I don't expect you to be an expert on the European fire code standards, but do you know, like, is there big differences between standards when it comes to the code between countries and even within our country and between provinces?
I would say, you know, in the aspect of, you know, from a building design criteria, they're fairly similar. I mean, we in Canada, we have the National Building Code. In the U.S., they have NFPA, or the International Building Code. Similar in the European countries, they have these codes and standards. But they may not be reflective verbatim, but the principles certainly do apply.
Right. Wayne Roger is my guest, Saskatchewan Public Safety Agency Fire Marshal. So can you talk about the current fire safety regulations, building code requirements that apply to Saskatchewan bars and nightclubs? So, you know, looking at similar establishments in our province, what are the rules?
Well, I mean, there's the big go-to, obviously, is exiting to begin with. Mm-hmm. You know, building is designed to have a certain number of exits to accommodate and remove the people that are the occupants inside. So are those blocked or obstructed? And in previous cases, you know, we've seen where that has been a factor. In this case, you know, or in some cases, you know, is there emergency lighting? Does the fire alarm system work? Are the staff trained to react in the event of an emergency, and how do they react in order to evacuate the occupants of that building? And then, of course, you know, in a lot of these, you know, we talk about flame spread rating. What's on the walls? You know, and so that's the I would say the maintenance side. The construction side will certainly construct a building to the standard. Mm-hmm. But once it is, once the permit is closed, construction stopped, and occupancy happens, then it's the user, the occupant, that starts putting in desks and chairs or whatever, yeah, decorations. Whatever. And this is where the fire service has a role with respect to the fire code. Then says you build it in a certain way under the building code, the fire code, we're going to maintain it as such as the original design.
Right.
So the fire service would then provide that role of going in and doing the check or the review to mm-hmm. see if there's any substantial change or really to recognize if there's increased risk because of some change that's gone on.
What if we're talking, Wayne, about older buildings? So standards change. We know that. Is there compliance checks to make sure that if the code changes, your building is older, you're was built with materials that are maybe now not allowed, that there is some requirement to make that adaptation?
There is actually, of course, when you build a building, it doesn't matter when you build it to the standard that day.
Yes.
The fire code, which is the maintenance, there's some retroactivity to that. So, if the use changes, and I'll give an example, if occupant loads increase for whatever reason, it may trigger the requirement to put in a fire alarm system, which wasn't a requirement originally, but the fire code gives you that, the fire official, the ability to ask for increased levels of safety in a building, although it wasn't required originally in the original design.
You must deal with that a lot, Wayne. I think about, a building that might have been used for one purpose one day is turned into a nightclub the next, where you might have had 12 people working in an office space. Now you've got 150 people in a nightclub. That would be an example.
That happens quite regularly, actually, where the owner maybe not understand their responsibilities to getting the proper permits, has just gone and made a change. And it would be the fire service that you would want to, rely on to recognize where that change has happened and then, take action to get that course corrected.
Right. Are the codes, the standards different for a licensed establishment versus other commercial uses?
Nope.
It's more based on the size of the building, the number of people that are going to be in there.
The use is a primary driver on the fire safety measures. So we talk about things where, we call them assembly occupancies. So hotels, bars, schools, auditoriums, gymnasiums, large amounts of people can congregate.
Right.
There's specific requirements for those types as compared to, say, a corner store.
Right.
The where the risk is somewhat less because you're not dealing with those
large
numbers of people. So
right. Yep. Unless Lotto Max is through the roof, then you've got the lineup. Yep. Wayne Roger is my guest, Saskatchewan Public Safety Agency Fire Marshal. How often are the provincial fire safety codes reviewed and updated?
Well, it's ongoing. There's a code cycle of every 5 years. The National Research Council out of the Government of Canada, mm-hmm. they are the editors and the publishers of the codes, and then we as the provinces and territories, we have input and oversee that code cycle. So every 5 years, with code change, tech change, all these things that come with innovation, mm-hmm. These codes are adapted and updated every 5 years.
Can we talk a bit about the process, Wayne, of doing checks? Like, does that fall on fire? Is that who would do it? For example, in the city of Saskatoon, is it Saskatoon Fire that would be doing those checks?
Yeah, under our Fire Safety Act and regulations, the local municipality is the authority mm-hmm. To operate the fire services, which includes fire prevention and inspections. So every municipality would have that responsibility within their fire service to do that kind of work.
And would that go the same for a small community? If the Abernethy Rink, which has a lounge upstairs mm-hmm. in the rink, they would have to have, is it their volunteer fire department that would do that check?
Yeah, it would be their volunteer fire department, or if they don't have a fire department, it would be somebody designated by council. Usually it'd be an administrator or a clerk would have that overall responsibility.
Compliance check. And what are consequences if an inspection fails? If something is found to be not up to standard, is there a period of time given to get it that way? Is there a fine? What does that look like?
Well, I think to begin with, the fire service that's going in there is going in there as a subject matter expert and not expecting the general public to know what they know. That's right. Why they do it. So, you know, it starts off with a bit of education. You'd write a report to start the paper trail, identifying, you know, the corrections that need to be made and kind of a timeline to comply. And then there would be a follow up. And then if there's no correction or there's a refusal to do correction, then there's some legal action that we could take. There would be an order to remedy contravention compliant or pursuant to the act, mm-hmm. which would then be issued. Allowances for appeal, but then it could be a trial date for failure to comply.
Right. This is the ultimate in public relations question that I'm about to ask you here to finish our conversation. But for people that use facilities, so let's say it's someone who's going into a bar or a nightclub, things that you advise them to keep in mind in terms of awareness for their own safety?
Yeah, that brings me to mind. I was newlywed on a honeymoon in Paris at the Folies Bergère, and I was a young firefighter, and I'm getting in there and it's packed and I can't see an exit. And of course my wife told me to settle down. But I was always looking over my shoulder. Going in when you enter these kinds of premises, you know, make sure, you know, good that you got a way, you know, coming in is the way in. But if you've got a couple hundred people in there trying to get them all out that one exit, you know, make sure you're aware of your means of egress, mm-hmm. how to get out if something goes awry. Mm-hmm. There's nothing better than being on the outside looking in rather than being on the inside looking out.
Yeah, for sure. Wayne, I always appreciate you popping by. Thanks for coming into studio as well. As always, have a good rest of your start of the year, and I'm sure we'll connect again soon.
Looking forward to it. Thank you.
Good stuff. Wayne Rogers, Saskatchewan Public Safety Agency Fire Marshal. They are a good repository. If you have any questions, they've got a great website. You can always go online and interact with someone if you were to have more detailed questions about something specific in your community. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.